Good evening, folks, one and all. Welcome to another audioboo featuring yours truly. I am Emma L on audioboo here, and I'm Sunday Twist on Twitter. So welcome along and thanks for listening in. It's a Thursday evening, and I'm here with you all. And I know I say this every audio, that I'm going to get more into audioboo, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I've just checked now, and it's like 22 days since my last audioboo. Oh my God, I'm really going to have to get active. And I am sorry for this, once again, folks. But I am going to definitely, I've downloaded the audioboo app. I'm going to have to set my password and stuff up, because I know I haven't done that, so. Yeah, so 22 days has passed by us once again, and I've actually only done two audioboos in like 24 days. It's terrible, isn't it? But one of these days, I'm going to get back into audioboo. I was so active for so long on audioboo, and I've just stopped, and I really don't know why. I think I've just stopped. So yeah, I hope you're all well. We've had, I know over the last month we've had the Euro 2012, and I've been loving it. And I'm really missing the football, if I'm quite honest with you. But I suppose the next, we've had Wimbledon, and we've had Andy Murray not winning Wimbledon. He actually got to the final, which is a surprise. What else? I think the next thing coming up will be the Olympics. Which will be a huge event. And as we all know, they are taking place in the United Kingdom. So yeah, I expect Twitter to be buzzing with all UK Olympic stuff. And actually, I'm looking forward to seeing how Katie Taylor, who's a well-known Irish boxer, female boxer obviously, how she does, because I'm hoping she gets a gold medal. Which would be great. And for a country of our size, it'd be really good to get a medal. And a gold medal. And the peak of everything. So, hope you're all well. The weather outside is pants again. It was nice, actually, for the majority of the day. It's now gone drizzly and rainy and all that jazz. All that typical Irish weather. That kind of lovely stuff that falls from the sky, but it hasn't been heavy, so we can't really complain. I actually walked through St. Stephen's Green Park this morning, and all the ducks were out, and they were like, I love watching ducks, they're so cute. And I was walking past them, and they kind of think, they're looking at me, kind of thinking, is she going to give us anything? Because if she is, we better get ourselves into the water. So I just said the weather, into the water really quickly. And it appears, actually, changing the subject completely, it appears audioboo on the computer, and I'm using Google Chrome, has had a redesign. It looks sort of different, actually. All the buttons weren't showing up for me, which was a bit odd, I thought. But yeah, so, Yeah, what else can I say? I have just come home from work. Of course, my regular bus has taken to not appearing, which is kind of fun. I've noticed that it just tends to not show up recently. And I know it's only like 15 minutes. It's like 15 minute time frames till the next one, but it's kind of annoying when you just want to get on the bus and get home and all that. So I've lugged the rubbish down, and we've got these communal bins, and I've lugged it all down there and lugged it all in the bin. But yeah, it's Friday tomorrow, so Friday, and I suppose those Follow Fridays will be out. Actually, talking about Follow Fridays and Twitter and followers and all that jazz, someone blocked me yesterday. Actually, maybe people block me more often than I realize, but this person blocked me, and for no reason, and I just thought, well, you know what, that's your call. It's just silly, but that is your call. It's your call to make. So yeah, Right. What else can I? I mean, I must have been up to more stuff that I could share with you all. But I know I've been actually watching that new Gordon Ramsay show. I think it's Gordon Behind Bars. That's on. That's a really cool show, actually. Well, it's on one hand, my lovely mama said to me, oh, but he's turning up in a big, you know, Land Rover 4x4. What's the difference between a 4x4 and a Land Rover? Does anyone know? 4x4, are they all the same? Anyway, he turns up on one of these things, and he's like one of these really expensive Rolex watches. I wonder, do many people have them? Adds to list, Rolex watches. Yeah, but he turns up in a really 4x4 or Land Rover or whatever it is, and expensive watches and stuff. And he actually turns up to Brixton Prison, and he's, if you haven't seen the show, you will not know that, but he's helping these prisoners maybe turn their life around or get them to learn a trade. And basically they make all these cakes and food and everything, and then they open up like one of these pop-up shops, and in the pop-up shop, obviously, they sell what he's cooked. What they have cooked, what the prisoners have cooked. And then they make profits and stuff. But it's actually interesting to watch, and people have been thrown off the plan, and some have agreed with, some I haven't. And it's actually interesting to watch how tempers can fray over nothing, basically. So maybe it's all that pent-up aggression from being locked up for 22 hours a day or something. But yeah, it's funny because some of them obviously want to be on camera, and some of them, their faces are blocked out and stuff. So it's probably an optional thing. I don't know. So yeah, I've been watching that. And it's quite an interesting show. And I really don't usually do reality type shows, but I actually like a lot of the programs that Gordon Ramsay is involved in. Plus, I know he's kind of like my guilty crush, that I think he's attractive. Yeah, I know. But yeah, he's fun. So, and it's a good show. So that's good. It's good to have. Actually, I have one of those recordable boxes from my digital TV company, UPC. You find them at www.upc.ie. Come on, give me money for the advertising here, boys. But yeah, I record a lot of stuff on that. And God, I do not seriously know what I would do without it. Because living here, you can't watch the iPlayer. Well, you can, but you have to do a million and one settings on your computer in order to watch it. So I don't watch it, obviously, the iPlayer. Obviously, I can watch the TV3 player. And I've only ever watched that about maybe twice, maybe once. I can't remember. I think it was during X Factor about 2 years ago, because I didn't watch last year's X Factor at all. But yeah, I think, sorry, my voice totally went. But I think I watched it once or twice, maybe once. And I've watched the RT player now and then. I tend to prefer to record things, because on the RT player you have ads before shows and stuff. So I prefer to be able to record on my box, so I can just, you know, zoom past all that fun stuff. So yeah, that's it. So will we log into Twitter? I usually don't really like Twitter in the evening time. I don't know what it is, but I think it's because I'm tired, and I generally don't really like Twitter in the evening time. I'm losing followers like it's going out of fashion. So I don't know. Sure, if you lose them, you lose them. If you gain them, you gain them. Isn't that the way it goes? And let me see some of these tweets I'm going to say. Hey, someone's put a hashtag, haters gonna hate. Oh, anyway, someone's doing their Follow Fridays early. Just seeing them Follow Fridays. Suppose it depends where they are. Someone said, a day on Twitter is always good. Today has been exceptional. Really great exchanges with lovely people. Isn't that nice? That's very nice. Yeah, so I'm scanning down. There's more Follow Fridays there. He's obviously doing all of his now. Must say, I've stopped doing Follow Fridays a long time ago. And Let me see if I have any replies. I haven't really been tweeting much today. Today has been a mad, mad busy day. It says I've got 2 followers, but if I have their, I think one of them is a spammer, so she won't be getting a reply back or a follow back. So let me see. Let me read here. Funny, these are the UK trends. I've got it set to UK. Hashtag how to keep a relationship with me. Hashtag life is easier when. Hashtag honest hour. Friday the 13th. Ben Mitchell. EastEnders must be on. Fleetwood Mac. Happy Skyscraper Day. Team Bieber. You can always depend on Justin Bieber or One Direction to make an appearance. So yeah, that's about it. Let me see. I've checked that, so I don't think I've got any DMs. Someone says, mother-in-law coming over in 2 weeks. Hooray, am I the only one who gets on with their mother-in-law? I'm sure you're not. I am sure you are not. Yes, that's it. So I won't bore you anymore with listening to me wittering on. I will try and be more active on Audioboo. Until the next time, you have a lovely Thursday. And I will see you in happier times on a fantastic Friday. Bye for now, folks. Bye.